Potatoes are a good project for a bad planting day. The cut chunks of seed potato are heavy enough to stay put when all else is being blown horizontal or into the next county, and chilly temps don't seem to faze them as they snooze beneath the soil line and wait for warmer days and a spring shower to wake them up. There are those who say spuds should be planted on St. Patrick's Day, but I find mine do best a little later. The few times I have planted on March 17th, they seem to sprout and grow just enough to be laid low by a hard freeze that requires additional recovery time. A few years ago, the St. Pat's planting diehards in my area had to go out and clear 18 inches of spring snow in order to find their gardens. I usually plant potatoes when I have the time, donning my weary old winter jacket, tying my hair down against the wind with a scarf, and guiding my grandmother's ancient push plow to make a deep furrow across the buttery soft earth. Actually, planting potatoes starts a few days before the digging in the dirt day, with the cutting of the seed potatoes. And by the way, be sure to buy real seed potatoes. They're usually a bit smaller than the regular produce type and sometimes seem to be covered with a sooty black powder. These potatoes are born to grow and have been treated so their offspring will keep longer. Cut them so that each piece has at least one eye or depression to sprout a new plant. Then put them on a paper towel or in a colander to dry for a day or two. This helps keep the potato from rotting or developing mold and mildew. Plow a trench about 6 inches deep, soak it with water, and place the cut pieces about 6 inches apart. Cover with soil and call it good, unless you belong to the mulching contingent. Some folks recommend mulching with 1 foot of loose straw. I must admit that when I tried that, I got huge potatoes that sort of grew on top of the ground, under the straw. No digging, very little cleaning, and great-tasting taters. But you'll need to keep maintaining that 1 foot mulch, replacing it as it blows away or settles. Potatoes come in basic white and red, plus recent designer colors ranging from yellow to blue. There are hundreds of varieties, with the traditional Irish cobbler being the national favorite. Ireland, however, is not the parent country of the potato. These fruits of the earth originated in the Andes and were introduced to the world by Spanish explorers. Nutritionally, potatoes have gotten a bad rep, even though their calorie content is similar to an orange or an apple. However, most folks don't slather an orange with sour cream, butter, cheese, and bacon bits. You can rob your potato vines while they're still growing by digging at the base of the plant for the tiny new potatoes to cook up in the springtime. Just leave the roots undisturbed and the big guys will develop for later digging. And that, to me, is the best part of growing potatoes. When the vines wither and die, it's time to dig. I always feel a bit like Long John Silver searching for buried treasure as I carefully probe the outer edges of the growing area with a digging fork. Then I pull the plant up and unearth the bounty beneath. This process takes place in late summer, and then I leave the potatoes out in the open for a day to dry and cure before storing them in a cool, dark place. With luck, my potato stash will last through the holidays, when the last sprouty, wrinkled senior citizen potato heads will be used to make a delicious New Year's soup. Should old potatoes be forgot? Never. Because they make the best soups and cream sauces.